This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors, including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. Prime Minister Modi will flag off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. These include the Nagarkoil Mangaluru Amrit Bharat Express, Thiruvananthapuram Tambaram Amrit Bharat Express, Thiruvananthapuram Charlapalli Amrit Bharat Express, and a new passenger train between Thrissur and Guruvayur. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and a vibrant democracy and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Vaishnav asserted that people trust India as a country with which they can work, co-create and co-develop new technologies.
If you look at the AI stack, it's in 5 layers. The top layer is the application layer. How do you use AI to get your return on investment, to have that efficiency gain, that productivity gain, that multiplier that AI can bring? That is where our IT companies have taken a big pivot away from the old software services model. And now they are working towards providing AI-based solutions to the world. We are definitely going to be the leader in this.
New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that India's energy transition is driving industrialization, job creation and global competitiveness, offering a model for emerging economies. Addressing a high-level session on energy, the Great Funding Gap at World Economic Forum in Davos, the minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has transformed clean energy into a people-centric development movement while strengthening energy security and reducing power costs. Government has notified 33 questions that will be put to citizens during the first phase of the census starting April 1. The first phase of Census 2027 house listing operations will take place during a 30-day period specified by each state and union territory between April 1 and September 30 this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, yesterday. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the India-Brazil strategic partnership and take it to even greater heights in the year ahead. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that the two leaders noted with satisfaction the significant progress achieved across diverse areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade and investment, technology, defense, energy, health, agriculture and people-to-people ties. The festival of Basant Panchami and Saraswati Puja are being celebrated in different parts of the country today with religious fervour and traditional gaiety. People, especially students, worship the goddess of wisdom and knowledge, Saraswati, on this occasion. The festival also marks the arrival of spring, a time to celebrate new beginnings and the beauty of nature. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 45 runs in a league match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Chasing the target of 154 runs set by Gujarat Giants, UP Warriors were bowled out for 108 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.